expulsion from Congress is being introduced by California.
Has joined. Has joined.
They have to give a great cheer.
Good afternoon.
Isn't that an interesting understanding of Kubishva?
Good afternoon.
Rabbi, isn't Kubishva, how does that...
Hold on a second, please. Okay. I apologize for not having my class open, but momentarily.
I'm going to have to mute because there's just too much hammering on my roof. So
I understand.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to mute.
Hannah, are you the only one?
I really don't. I don't think so, but I might be.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay,
the handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9, second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, we scroll down to class, I believe it's 21, which should say uh, 19, but let's double check that. Yes, it says it's class 19, and we will begin. L'shem Yisud Kudsha Barishu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkim Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei. This class and chapter 3 of the Sefer Yetzirah, which is what we're starting with from last week, is dealing with the three constructs of reality. In the level of Keter, in chapter 1, this is referred to as Sefer, Sefar, and Sipur. We have translated this differently than others, including Kaplan. We translate these three as book, story, and the storyteller. Now we are adding to this metaphor the three mothers, which are the Aleph, the Mem, and the Shin. There is a handout that is connected to this. It is a very meaningful and helpful. This is not the letter shapes, but the archetypes of what these letters represent. The place of subatomic particles exists in potential until such time that they become focused upon by man, and then they take form as something actual rather than potential. This is the essence of modern quantum theory that we call science today. This is teachings of Kabbalah, which expands the teachings to be both the macro level, the physical level that we see, and the micro level, the internal essence of the forms that we see. And this is not just subatomic levels. And this is what is being taught in Chapter 3. This is what is being taught in Kabbalah as we try to use what we call mind over matter, or the Hebrew letters in the level of consciousness of the seed. Strength of mind comes from practice, just like any muscle. Any aspect of our life, if we don't practice it, it fades away. If we don't practice it, it doesn't develop properly. Mind over matter takes practice. The use of the letters takes practice. Do you need clay to make a golem? The answer to this question will teach you many truths. The human being has the power of mind to manipulate some atomic particles. What am I talking about? Historically, it was called alchemy. The Rambam, Maimonides, teaches that the sun, etc., the planets, the stars, also have souls. Others teach that the corrected souls from the men before Adam became the souls of the sun, the stars, and the planets. Therefore, these souls know how to convert hydrogen into helium, or what science calls fusion. Every human being has this power, just not the knowledge of how to do it yet. Step one is the construct forms, letters and their relationships to other aspects. We have learned some of these relationships. We will learn more of them in this chapter 3, and then in chapter 4, and also in chapter 5. We have learned how to build our mind muscle with practice by opening gates in chapter 2. And measuring the Sephirot in chapter 1. Once you know these relationships, you will want to make this kind of thing happen. Will it? No. Why not? Is it because I am not holy enough? No. It has nothing to do with this concept of holiness. Except that becoming kadosh, or holy, meaning becoming clean and pure, and teaches you how to be focused sufficiently to achieve the result desired. Is there another way other than mitzvot? According to my teacher, not to his knowledge, and obviously not to my knowledge. Without mitzvot, you can only grow to the level of communicating with earth spirits, entities that are close to the physical earth. Yes, they're spiritual, but they're not the ultimate goal Hashem wants us to learn to be higher than the earth spirits. If you don't believe me, you'll have to prove it to yourself. It's not a question whether I've... It's up to you to prove it to yourself. It's not up to me to prove it to you. What happens to people who contact earth spirits? They get confused. They lose focus. Is there more to this? Yes, but I'm not going to teach it here. If you have questions about that, I will answer you one-on-one, so give me a call. You all have my phone number, and if not, it's 818-613-3457. Here are the handouts for Mishnahs 3.1, 3.2, and 3.3. Heaven is fire, is connected to the Shin, is connected to the Bina, is connected to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. In psychological terms, this is said to be our conscious mind. This is the level of consciousness referred to as spiritual, meaning a mental dimension. There's actually a higher level that is spiritual. I will discuss very briefly, not even briefly, just listing them. There are four levels. There is the physical level. There is the emotional level. There is the mental level. And there is the spiritual level. There is a higher level than the spiritual, but we don't generally discuss it. What I've just listed to you, heaven, fire, shin, bina.
Your first year is all about the elements you were born with.
I apologize. I thought the TV was off. This level is the mental level. Yet it is a spiritual level. So we're going to one time eventually have to discuss why do we call it mental versus spiritual, and what is the difference. In this mental level, this is a place where mind truly controls over matter in all its forms and all its dimensional manifestations. And in Kabbalah, this is frequently referred to as the root level. Using the metaphor of a tree, you plant a seed. The seed puts down roots. The roots start to grow up into a trunk, and then into branches, then into leaves, then into blooms or flowers, and then into the fruit. How many levels did I describe? There is a seed, there is the root, there is the trunk, there is the branches, there is the flowers, there is the fruit. That's six levels. I must have missed one, because the fruit represents the seventh. We will discuss it in time. Did I really miss it? I forgot the leaves. That's why. Now here's another level. The sky, which is air, which is Aleph, which is Dot, which is Tiferet, which is Yesod. This is the central column. And in psychological terms, this is said to be the heart, which is the seat of our emotions. And this is the level of consciousness referred to as astral, or the emotional dimensions. The descriptive terms used in Kabbalah, as well as everyday language, are the emotional power, the libido, the sex drive, the emotional drives, passion. This drives the conscious mind into the depths of the unconscious for the purpose of exploration and discovery, and discovering its inner potentials to reveal them, to tap into them, and to unleash them. Thus, the earth uses air to ascend to the fire. Then there is the level of earth, which is water, which is the mem, which is chachma. That's going to be confusing, but let's leave it alone for now. In psychological terms, this is said to be the unconscious mind. The earth is the unconscious mind. Much to contemplate. Much to invite into your meditation, where you can ask these various essences questions and receive answers. This is not the physical world. It is the level of consciousness called the physical dimension, or Malchut. The physical world is below Malchut. This level of consciousness is supported entirely by the processes that are unconscious and thus seemingly beyond human control, like your heartbeat, your blood pressure. Your autonomic nervous system, things that are controlled by your brainstem, and many other things. But do not be misled by the appearances. Look closely above. There are three levels. They do not make traditional relationships clear. Let me explain. Earth is usually considered Malchut, while water is Chesed. Also, what is the relationship between water and Chachma? Continuing upward, sky is the higher level than air. Dot is not a Sephirot. Why are the three central columns Sephirot included, but not all of the Sephirot from the other areas? Heaven is not thought of as fire, while fire is usually thought of as Gehinom, or hell. The merging of the minds of conscious and unconscious only happens through the power of passion. The period of Shovavim, which we are presently in, relates to this. And in next week's email, we will discuss Shovavim. And if I don't do it next week, you should ask me about it. In the book of Kings, maybe it's the book of Samuel, there is the story of Eliyahu HaNavi bringing rain. What is the story? He called to Hashem to send rain. Then he has his assistant check, what do you see? The assistant says, I see nothing. Then he calls again and again, sends the assistant to go outside and report, what do you see? I see a few clouds in the distance. He calls to Hashem again and again, sends his assistant outside to check. The assistant reports, I see clouds coming closer. Another time, Eliyahu calls to Hashem and sends the assistant outside, who reports, there is rain. What is this story all about? I have a call coming in from the area code 337, which I know is one. So I have to check if the call is still working properly for our class today. So please tell me if you're hearing me.
Hana, I have a 337, but it's not me that called. And I
okay.
hear you fine. I hear you fine.
I don't mean to interrupt the call, the class at all. It's just sometimes the call does drop, and I need to know that so I can, you know,
okay.
keep it going. So thank you for telling me.
Okay, thank you.
And obviously I will call back the person providing they leave me a message. So if somebody ever says to you they called me and I didn't call back, it's because I wasn't left a message. Continuing. What is the story of Eliyahu and all of these sending the assistants outside to check and so forth? It's all about what I've just been saying to you, that of consciousness, unconsciousness, and passion. How do we relate these things together? There is a story in the Talmud about Choni, one of the sages, who was asked to bring rain during a drought. He goes up to a mountain and he draws a circle around himself and says to Hashem, Choni is not leaving the circle until there is rain. Nothing happens. He cries out to Hashem again. There is a storm and rain comes down in torrents. Choni says, not like that. I want rain to be more gentle. And the rain changes to a gentle rain, a gentle process. Again, this is teaching us about consciousness, unconsciousness, and passion. Learn to practice just like these giants of consciousness are teaching us. Chapter 1 of the Sefer Yetzirah taught the three ideas of space, Olam, world, or location, and nefesh, soul, spirit. What is this teaching? Space is physical world. Olam is time. The nefesh is the mental mind level. What do you need to overcome to manifest the golem? Mind, time, and physicality. Mind over matter in an instant. Maybe, or maybe not. The instant happens due to spending a lot of time practicing. Space and time are ruled by mind. Therefore, you can travel anywhere in space-time using your mind. There is no need to practice this to experience it. You live it every day. Daydream to your place. The beach, the desert, the top of a mountain, other places. My personal place is a swimming pool next to a beach on an island in the Caribbean, listening to classical music. How do we strengthen our passion in this place? We have all experienced this type of mind travel. To control it takes practice. To control it takes focus of attention. And that takes practice. Here is a practical example of how to strengthen your passion and practice other than the gates. This will also work with your practice of the gates. Go to your place. Be in your place. No, bring your place to work with you. Bring your coworkers into your place, along with your place of work. What are they doing? Visualize what they are doing. Visualize them being more productive in exactly the same process. Feel the emotion that your place brings you to. Feel that emotion. Enter the place of work. Feel that emotion. Enter your coworkers. Manifest that in your life now. Then experience in the actual manifestation at your physical work tomorrow. Now visualize the removal of the poisons you have introduced into your body by the food you eat. Remove the sugars that are not natural. Add the healthy materials your body needs to become a prophet and control this issues. At the end of the day, send me an email and tell me if you were able to do it. Try again. Keep practicing. Do it every day of the week. After all, this is the week of Vayechi. This is the week of Beshalach. Do it every week until you have reached a level called the beginning of prophecy. I will add an unwritten commentary, something that's important. There is a shorter process to what's taught in 3.1. I have a student that I teach one-on-one. This particular student makes available her connections to Hashem in order to help you remove the unhealthy items in your diet, to help you heal the mistakes and the items that are causing you ill health, in order to help you heal. It's a shorter process than practicing what was described up till now in this class. If you want her phone number and you would wish to talk with her to determine whether this is the path you want to follow for yourself, please give me a call or a text or an email and I will provide you the information. I do recommend her. I have utilized her services. Each one of you needs to decide for yourself. Mishnah 3.2. I also will point out that I don't think you've ever heard me recommend anyone else. Mishnah 3.2. Vishalosh Imut Aleph Mem Shin Beolam Ruach Umayim Vaesh Umayhem Nulado Avot Shemayhem Nevara Hakol. The translation: and the three mothers, which is Emesh, Aleph Mem Shin, in our worlds, spirit, water, fire. What are they? They bring forth his fathers. From them is what creates everything. The three mothers are passion or libido, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Look at the world. All of our technology comes forth from a curiosity and a creativity. All is powered by emotion, by libido, by the desire of male for female, and the desire of female for male. Air conditioning comes from someone with the drive to make it happen. Why we have light at night in our home is because someone had the drive to make it happen. Technological development is part of the global tikkun. This Mishnah 3.2 corresponds to the spiritual system. So it is similar to the first Mishnah, and yet different. The spiritual realm is the astral plane. The ruach is passion. Mayim is non-construct. From esh is the construct form. Start where? With mayim. Then go through ruach to get to esh. Once in the Aish, go back through the Ruach to get to Mayim. The three mothers give forth to the three fathers. They are Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, and also Rachmiel. There's a very deep secret in those four names. How was the physical world was created? With the 42-letter name called the Anabakoa. Was it one creation or two? Was there first the creation of the spirit, and then the creation of the body? Or was the body created and then the spirit put into the body? Or was it first the creation of the spirit, then the creation of the body, and then the movement of the spirit into the body? And next week we will continue this deeper understanding from chapter 3 with Mishnahs 3, 4, and 5. Never become confused by the physical representation of how the letters look. Even though I spend a lot of time on the shape of the letters as metaphors in the Hebrew letter class, in this discussion, do not become confused by shapes. They do not belong here. The handout says the realm of mind gives rise to the realm of emotions and to the realm of the physical. Where is the heaven? Where is the physical world? Is the heaven surrounding the world, or is the heaven parallel to the world, or is the heaven inside the world? Remember, Chachma and Bina, or the mind, gives birth to Zeranpin and Malchut. Mom and Dad give birth to son and daughter. Where are you? How are you limiting yourself? Unveil yourself. Stop limiting yourself. Stop seeing the tree of life as that glyph. See it as it is, not as a metaphor. See the tree of life as mind becoming actualized through passion. That is the truth. Mishnah 3.3. Shalosh imot emesh be'alom ruach b'mayim vesh naverav tahala meyesh eretz birot memayim avir vavira mei ruach mekarya ban atayim. A translation. Three mothers, the Aleph Mem Shin of world, spirit, water, and fire. Heaven is formed from a weak fire. Land is formed from water. Air is formed from spirit. The construct is the arbitrator. When you practice the Emesh, recording? Did I say it correctly? Did I have the passion? Will this manifest when I am not teaching but doing? When you change the way you feel, the world changes. Things feel bad or poorly, so fake it till you make it. Pretend you feel good, then the sky stops falling. Does it work? Try it. It will work. Unless you don't know it to be truth. Unless you don't believe it. Unless you lack certainty. There's $1 billion on the table. Did you see it? Manifest it in your mind. I do. So why do I need donations? That is how the physical world and the physical laws of nature require it to become manifested. So get busy and send some more donations so that the process can become faster. Was I joking? Do you feel? Did you bring your passion with you? Then you can manifest all that you desire. It is doable. Many of you are doing it. Many of you are stuck trying. Stop trying. Remove your doubts. Connect to certainty and do it. Stop answering questions with "I believe." Start answering questions with "I know." Fake it till you make it. This is the lesson of Mishnah 3.3. We can start Mishnah 3.4. We won't complete it. Shalosh Yemot Emesh Bashana Kor V'Chom V'Revaya Chom Navira Ma'esh Kor Ma'im Chaya Mehuruach Mekaraya Binatam. 3 mothers, Aleph, Mem, Shin, in time, cold and hot, and warm, hot formed from fire, cold from water, warm from spirit. The construct is the arbitrator. Do you feel? Most people in our generation will say, no, I do not feel. I think I am rational. I am not controlled by my emotions. This is the mistake of the Western world. How can you understand a Muslim committing a suicide bombing action? It's not rational. But he feels passion. Yes, it is in the wrong way, but it is passion. There are 3 columns, so the wrong way can be changed to the right way. Focus your thoughts, focus your passion into a form. This is the tool of the practice. Prayer must be constructed properly, and then it is always answered, yes. Person. Person A says a prayer and receives it. Person B says the same prayer, and the answer is no. Why? Person A has a construct, a body formed in his mind, and passion in his heart, and he unifies the two. Person B does not. He may have passion, but no construct, or he may have a construct, but no passion. In either case, he cannot manifest his prayer. It is not Hashem who makes the prayer happen. It is the person. Because the person has changed, so the desire, the request, the prayer can be given to this person now. He did not merit it before, but he does merit it now. When he didn't merit it, he didn't have it. When he merits it, it manifests. When When you pray for healing, do you visualize the person healed? What is the construct? What is the passion? This is not a question easily answered. Meditate upon this question. The singularity unity of Hashem has three components. They are world, they have time, and they have mind. They are the construct form, the passion, and the physical world. They are conscious and unconscious, and emotions called passion. How does time, the Mishnah number four, manifest? World is in the three dimensions of the physical world. Time is the world of emotions. Time changes. Emotions change. Did you ever wonder why the Akasha records work? Did you ever wonder about the relationship of time between the physical world and the heavens? Here's a great secret. Relative to us, the time factor in heaven runs backwards. This means our future is their past. Our past is their future. When Mashiach manifests, one of the great energy exchanges will be for both times to unify. When our worlds unify, time will start running in the same direction in both our worlds, and Einstein's theory of relativity will demonstrate the ability to manifest time travel in our world. The heavenly entities only have permission to tell you their past for a period of 30 days in our future. Time is change. Time is cycle. Too much feelings is too much heat. Not enough feelings is cold. Then there is balance called warmth. Time is experienced in a year through seasons. Cold is balance or warm is heat. Balance or warm. Why do people speak about the weather? Anybody ever watch the Weather Channel? Why is the weather in Los Angeles always similar? Day after day, the weather is 75. The high today is 75. The high tomorrow is 75. Why would you watch the Weather Channel? Understand what everything is there to teach us. Time is a cycle. Earth is a cycle. Heavens are a cycle. All creating a circle. You live in the physical world, detached from the physical world. It truly is not our home. Do not love it. Strive to return to the heavens, which is our home. Cold, hot, warm, right, left, balance. What do you love? My children, my spouse, my Harley Davidson, my bird Tweety, my travel. My special place. Where is your passion focused? The passion of energy in the physical world is emotions. This is not true in the heavens. The passion of energy in the heavens is in the mind. That is what we are teaching you. You must unify the two, your heart with your mind. In the West, we utilize drugs to reduce pain and actually open up the chest and perform open heart entities. In the East, they use needles to send the mind elsewhere, and it no longer feels pain. And then they open up the chest and perform open heart surgery. So why are we doing things with drugs in the West? Here is an experiment for you to practice. Boil water. Pour that water into a cup and let it cool. Put your finger in that water when it's cool. I don't want you to burn yourself. Put your finger in that water. Leave it there for a few minutes. Your finger will feel hot. Now, take your finger, that same finger, and put it into a glass of cold water with ice in it. Does it feel cold or does it still feel hot? This is to teach you that feelings change and feelings are relative. Our class is at its completion. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments? While you're unmuting yourself, I'll just remind you there's a deep Zohar class at 4:30 and a regular Zohar class at 7 p.m. Both times are West Coast times. Any questions, any thoughts, any comments? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.